Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. I am in the booth and I am joined by Joe Campbell. He is the Senior Manager of Applications Development and Strategic Marketing at Universal Robotics. And he has been on the show previously. We've talked to him before.
Absolutely.
So it's good to connect in person again. Absolutely. So how are you doing at the show?
Show has been very, very good for us. It's a great crowd. We talk about the transitions in marketing, and I think digital is a bigger component than it's ever been and will continue to be, but it's so good to get face-to-face with customers and prospects and really accelerate those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, people are coming here certainly eager to learn more and maybe more educated than ever because they've had so much time at home to watch YouTube videos and Google search, right? So,
and that's getting a little bit thin, right?
Yeah, they want to touch things now, right? So why don't you give us a little bit of a overview of Universal Robots for maybe people that are not familiar or haven't heard the previous podcast?
Well, so if you're not familiar with collaborative robots or cobots, as we call them, it's kind of a breakthrough technology. It's been around about 11 years.
Right.
Universal was the first to commercially deliver a product into the market. Mm-hmm. And the big breakthrough is that a collaborative robot with a proper risk assessment and proper safety protocol set can work very productively side by side with skilled human operators. Mm-hmm. No need for safety guarding, no need for safety interlocks or safety controller.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a breakthrough in the automation world. Mm-hmm. You know, traditional automation is high investment, big floor space, just by its very nature. And so cobots have really been penetrating different parts of the market for the last 10 years very successfully.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's very interesting in the collaborative robot kind of challenges that idea that I think we had quite some time ago now at this point where, you know, robots are going to take over, right? And they're going to replace humans. And I think what we're seeing, and certainly, you know, with Universal Robots, what you guys are doing is it's making the worker's job better. And it's really helping them and assist them. So you guys have many, many different applications. So you guys are far advanced, you know, in your technology and things of that nature. And there's a lot of companies that utilize your stuff as well. But here at MODEX, what are you guys showing this year?
Well, we've got a couple demos on our booth that are interesting. And I should also say the third demo is always a hands-on demo. We really encourage people to come to the booth. We'll give you the teach pendant. In short order, we can teach you the fundamentals of programming.
Right.
But we have two demos that actually show the extreme range of our product. The first is a very straightforward palletizer. Mm-hmm. It's a palletizing program. It's actually an application wizard developed by UR. It's doing a simple palletizing task. It's perfect for a do-it-yourself or a small shop or a very lean integrator. It took about 20 minutes to put that program together to give you an idea how easy it is.
Yeah.
At the other extreme, we've got a demo from OEM partner Mugen, and they have brought a mixed SKU depalletizing system.
Okay.
And so this leverages their very, very successful stereo vision system and a also very unique autonomous path generator that actually ties into our controller.
Yeah.
It's on the other end of the spectrum because the development of that class of application is really deep code development. This is not for the do-it-yourselfer at all. And so we've got on one hand very simple to use, straightforward. On the other hand, very advanced technology that really leverages our Polyscope software environment.
Okay, very interesting. And yes, we've talked to Mugen as well here. Mm-hmm. And very interesting stuff that they're bringing to the market, relatively fresh here in North America. So it's good to hear that you guys are doing something with them. But now let's talk a little bit about the DIY thing that you mentioned, do it yourself, right? Because I think that, you know, if we look at the show here, certainly there's an abundance of robots, right?
Yes, and you cannot turn around without seeing robots, right?
Yes, you're right. So there's robots all over here. And I think a lot of things and a lot of people are probably just at the point where, you know, they're getting into robots and they're thinking about bringing robots into their operation. I know over the pandemic, a lot of companies brought them in just out of necessity, essentially. But, you know, when we talk about the do-it-yourself program, because I think people that are, you know, first getting into it, you know, they're thinking like, you know, do I need to have like a PhD on staff, like who knows robotics and stuff like that. So talk to us a little bit about how UR makes it easy in that sense.
Well, I think first and foremost, the interface into our system for the do-it-yourselfer, for the operator, is extremely straightforward. And I mean, ease of use is a phrase that's really overused.
Yeah.
I think what we've done is we've tried to build it from the ground up to be simple to use, and we've challenged every construct that you see in factory automation about ease of use. And so so consequently, we've got case after case where an operator coming off the line can learn how to program and operate our robot in short order. We back that up with an online training environment called the UR Academy.
Right. Yeah.
You can take the 9 core modules, which will give you the fundamentals of programming and operation in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is make do-it-yourself a business decision.
Right.
Whether you do it yourself, whether you bring in a lean integrator, or whether you go to a traditional integrator, is really a business decision based on the scope of the project and the availability of resources. We tell people first off, if the application warrants it, you don't need a programmer with robotics background.
Yeah.
You don't need an automation department. Mm-hmm. If you have a logical thinker who understands the manufacturing process, whatever it may be, whether it's arc welding or palletizing, they can put together the simple applications if they have time and capacity. You know, that's what starts to drive the business decision.
Yeah.
If the application is that complex, complex in scope, or a lot of sensor integration, perhaps peripheral integration, then we recommend an integrator get involved as the best path to success. But even when an integrator is involved, the simple interface, the simple programming environment strips out cost. Even through a partner, whether it's an OEM or an integrator, we're still deploying projects at about a third to half the cost of traditional automation.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like you said, when it gets to more complexity, obviously you want to bring in somebody to help you with that. But I think it's important to note that there is that flexibility and that ability to do it yourself, as you guys allow for customers who are really just trying to bring something in and maybe test something out and figure it out for themselves
and those
smaller companies. Yeah. And as you mentioned, the one thing you had, it's a 20-minute program, right?
So, very simple. But I think that also speaks to kind of the evolution of the market.
Right.
We've all seen automation go into the larger companies.
Mm-hmm.
And really, for decades, the small and medium markets been underserved by traditional automation due to cost and complexity and the requirement for specialized engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And so the do-it-yourself is particularly attractive to that class of customer who's not ready to scale up big and doesn't want to carry the overhead of a dedicated department or specialist.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it's very good that you guys have done that. And the UR Academy, obviously, we talked about previously on the podcast, is incredibly robust, I would say, and does make it quite easy. You know, we've talked about some of those use cases, and it's pretty remarkable, I guess, how you guys have been able to take something that seems so daunting when you initially talk about it or think about it, and robotics in general, it's like this big complex thing for scientists or something like
that.
And then you break it down and you make it so simplified to be able to set things up and program things and do it yourself, as we just talked about. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Well, that's why at every trade show we do, we always have at least one or more robots that are specifically designed for hands-on. They're not doing a demo. Nothing is pre-programmed. And we can walk somebody up, put the teach pendant in their hand in relatively short order, having programming. And that builds so much confidence in manufacturing engineers or production engineers to see that they can actually accomplish something that quickly. And it also sparks a ton of ideas. Once they have that vision in their head, then they start thinking about their operations.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And I think, along those lines too, we were talking earlier about, all the robots that are here and so much technology that's going on. So I'm curious, from your perspective, as you've been here now, it's day two at MODEX, what have you seen that's really kind of piqued your interest and you think is, kind of really cool or interesting and maybe the next evolution of things?
Well, I think from a pure application standpoint, I think there's a tremendous amount of energy going into how to unload trailers. And so you see it at Intelligrated, you see it at Boston Dynamics, you see it at a couple other really high-powered startups. And, from a robotics standpoint, I've looked at that over half my career. Companies asking me, can we just unload this trailer with a robot? And it's never been achievable, and I think we're getting very, very, very close now.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly something that I've seen in my experience with the container unloading. It's certainly a task that is risky, to say the least. A lot of unloading by hand and floor-loaded boxes and things of that nature. It's a lot of weight to be lifting, and doing several containers a day can be quite strenuous. So the fact that, we're able to maybe potentially tackle that, and
it's a big win.
Yeah.
Well, and it's compounded because we're still struggling to hire manufacturing labor.
Yeah,
that's a topic that I've spent a lot of time researching and talking about. But we're actually, the number of manufacturing job openings is now higher than it was pre-COVID.
Wow. Hey.
And it's projected to continue to get worse. And you look at those jobs like unloading the trailer. Well, you're going to be hot in the summer. You're going to be cold in the winter. It's heavy physical labor. It's not the kind of job that younger generations are attracted to.
Absolutely not.
So if we can automate those, we make the working environment better, We change the whole perception of manufacturing and distribution, and that helps us attract a whole different generation of workers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a great point because, you know, we certainly don't have, certainly don't see container unloading on TikTok or anything like
For kids. Nobody says, guess what? I got a great job unloading containers.
Yeah, no. So if we can take, you know, some of those jobs that are very strenuous and things of that nature and make them better, then we certainly should do that for the workers and the future of our industry too. Joe, I really appreciate you coming by the booth and talking to me. Always good to connect with you. If people want to find out more information about Universal Robots, how can they do that?
The easiest one-stop shopping is the website, www.universal-robots.com. 148 application case studies.
Okay.
The UR Academy is available there, the application builder, and a really nice blog series. So there's tremendous information, whether you're an experienced in the robotics industry or if you're brand new and just exploring.
Okay, great. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Joe, thank you once again for coming by the booth and enjoy the rest of the show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.